Just two more questions. Stephen Dedalus in Ulysses talks about history as a nightmare from which I am trying to awake. When you awake, what do you see?
Well, I don't think history is a nightmare, see, unlike Stephen Dedalus. I don't take that view. I mean, I think history is a place of many possibilities. And I think that what I'd like to see is I don't think in the present political setup, whether in the Middle East or in the United States, there's any real change going to happen, because it can only happen very slowly and as a result of education. I mean, I think education is a central instrument in all of this. And without a self-conscious, skeptical, democratically minded citizenry, there's no hope for any political change for the better, whether in this country or in the Middle East. And that is occurring only very, very slowly at this point.
In the conclusion of your Harper's piece, you write, "I would find it very hard to live there in Palestine.
Right.
I think exile seems to be a more liberated state. But I can feel and sometimes see a different future as I couldn't before." And I was thinking of a T.S. Eliot line that you've quoted elsewhere. "Here the impossible union of separate spheres of existence is actual. Here the past and future are conquered and reconciled." That's a kind of vision you have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's possible through vision. I mean, I think it's possible through that's why I think culture is so important in a way. I mean, I think it provides a visionary alternative. It provides a distinction between the this worldness and the blockage that one sees so much in the world of the everyday in which we live, which doesn't allow us to see beyond, you know, the impossible odds in power and status that are stacked, for example, against Palestinians, and the possibility of dreaming a different dream and seeing really an alternative to all this. And I learned this many years ago from a great English critic, Raymond Williams, who more than anyone else taught me the notion of always thinking the alternative, not so much only the dream, which is rather otherworldly, but to every situation, no matter how much dominated it is, there's always an alternative. And what one must train oneself to think is to think the alternative, not to think the accepted and the status quo, and to believe that the present is frozen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.